Citizens of the Reject Nation, welcome to a very special trailer reaction. I am not sure I've ever been this excited for a trailer, at least in the last decade. I'm about to dive into the new Deadpool and Wolverine trailer. Please leave a comment below. Let me know what you think of my thoughts and theories. Please leave a like. Please share this video. Please do all the things that YouTube would ask you to do. I wish I could be there with Greg and John, but as you can see, I'm still at home, so let's hope this impromptu setup works. Without further ado, let's get in to Wolverine and Deadpool for the very first time. I am...
I told
Open
you,
it with
you're
Logan.
You're not welcome here. You're not welcome anywhere.
That just
now get the fuck out
straight
of my
out of the bar
just
shot.
Give me one more drink and then I'll leave.
Hi, Peanut. I'm going to need you to come with me right now.
Look, lady, I'm not interested.
Oh, this is so surreal to see.
Tick, tick, so upsy daisy. Here we go.
Oh, whiskey dick of the claws. Quite common in Wolverines over 40.
You don't want this.
Unless you want to take a deep breath through your fucking forehead, I suggest you reconsider.
Seeing the two of them just fills so much of my heart. So I'm wondering which Logan that was. And I kind of love they didn't open with that scene where the trailer last left off.
About. Not my fucking
whiskey
problem.
Dick of the claws.
Is that what you said when your world went to shit?
Come again.
This Wolverine let down his entire world.
Okay, so we are definitely going to meet multiple Wolverines. Oh, ho, ho, ho. That fight's going to be amazing.
Want to talk about what's haunting you, or should we wait for a third act flashback?
go fuck yourself.
I'm so happy for you, Jackman, getting to use the language he wants as Wolverine. Ooh, Copperheads. I wonder if that's going to be in Madripoor?
I don't know anything about saving worlds. But you do.
Oh, I want to see what that photo is. I'm so curious.
You were an X-Man.
Oh, Liefeld's just feet. Oh, come on.
The X-Man.
Magic. He was the X-Man in the singer verse, for sure.
I am soaking wet right
now. Also, sleeveless. It happened. Like we hoped. Cassandra Nova. Oh, the fight in front of the 20th Century Fox side. That suit up was amazing, the CinemaCon footage.
Boys are so silly.
This is what I'm talking about.
Oh, the giant Ant-Man. Okay, so that looked like Captain America, the car. Dog pool, little Mad Max flavor, little Australia.
Who knows if you live or die?
Oh, Cassandra Nova's mind powers at use.
Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
Portal action?
Yeah!
To where?
When you call my name,
wanna do some cocaine?
Hey, cocaine is the one thing that Feige said is off limits.
What about Bolivian marching powder?
They know all the slang terms. They have a list.
Even snowboarding?
Even disco dust.
White girl interrupter?
Even forest bump.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Yes! But I can't.
Let's go, indeed. I don't know if I can say that word. That was... Okay, I'm going to admit something. For the first time in the opening there, in the first time of me doing anything, reaction-based and live for the internet, I forgot words. I couldn't speak. I was so overwhelmed at the sight of Logan at the bar. I tried to say that looks straight out of the video game and straight out of the comics simultaneously, and nothing came out because that's what it did. It looked and felt so special and familiar, and seeing it on screen was just so much magic. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Hugh. Thank you, Sean Levy. Thank you to everyone at Fox and Disney. Also, before we get into some more, I do want to say that Koi's Comic Corner is back. Those are some comic references there from this trailer, but I want to dive into more comic stuff. So we have our first episode back. It is going to be about the most underappreciated, the most unloved of the MCU. That is the Incredible Hulk. It should get more love, and why I think so is going to be our first step, and we've got another episode dropping very soon with some Storm love and why I think she should be the first movie to come out of the gate for the mutants. So check out that video dropping soon. And then Saturday, we're going to be doing a live stream. Coming back in a big way, talking all sorts of comic stuff, talking this trailer, talking live stream. You guys will let me know what I'm talking about because you're the co-host. So get in there. We'll see you Saturday. There's so many details in this flurry of footage. And once my brain woke up, I was able to actually see the details, like Liefeld's just feet in the background. The things that this movie is going to do, I think, for us remembering the heart of these characters is going to be as special as the comedy. This obviously leans a lot more comedy. That's how you get butts in seats. But I can't wait to see which of these Wolverines this is. I assume it's not the Logan we've seen already die, being one that is alive. But two, I don't think they'd sacrifice the integrity of that story of Logan. So I love that we're getting this more foul-mouthed, hard R Logan. I love that it looks like he's a guy that has failed his whatever world he comes from, whatever universe he comes from. I love that it looks like we're experiencing something that's going to be Deadpool learning a lesson from a new Logan, I'm assuming, to our universe. I love that we get the sleeves taken off like we all hope we would. But most of all, I'm really curious about how Cassandra Nova, a character who would struggle to work in most universes because of how insane and preposterous she's used in the Grant Morrison New X-Men run, is going to be at odds with Paradox, with the TVA. This, by the way, was a lot of new footage not shown at CinemaCon. CinemaCon was largely like the opening party scene we get little tastes of, like with Blind Al, like we get with the family coming together from the Deadpool universe. This, largely this duo. And this duo is what really intrigues me, because it feels like they've said this is Deadpool and Wolverine, not Deadpool 3. This feels like a two-hander, right? This feels like as much a Wolverine story as a Deadpool story, and this is the first trailer we've gotten to see that. They very smartly saved the Wolverine reveal in the first trailer, but here we get a ton. So I'm wondering if this is going to be a redemption story for Wolverine as much as it is Deadpool. I'm wondering if this is going to be a story of how Wolverine failed not just Weapon X, but maybe the X-Men. I'm wondering if we get some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. storyline where Wolverine, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. was basically him getting corrupted and him killing so many members of the Marvel Universe and so many X-Men. That's happened in a few continuities where Wolverine has been either brainwashed or something happened where he ended up killing the X-Men himself. There's a lot of darkness here. So not only do we get, you know, a giant Ant-Man, not only do we get all the fun Easter eggs and the portals and all the stuff we're going to dive into as we break down this trailer, but I'm wondering if this is going to be a redemption for a universe where Wolverine was the one that did horrors. I've been saying for years I think this is Deadpool Kills the Fox universe in its own way. Now I'm thinking more and more it's, you know, universes colliding, and because of, you know, apathy or something that Deadpool does wrong, people die. I don't think he's going to actually murder people in the comics like he does with Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe. But now, with this trailer, it looks like Wolverine is the one that is doing some redeeming, that is going on a hero's journey. And is Deadpool the one that is on the right side? Is Deadpool the one that is somehow the Marvel Jesus, the guiding light, the one that is putting Wolverine on the straight and narrow? So very different trailer than I was expecting. The visuals look fantastic. We saw that amazing gun-fu shot in the first trailer. Get a little dabble of that here. This looks like it's going to be everything we'd want from real Steel Sean Levy and what Ryan, Rhett, and Warnock have brought to the world of this this Deadpool adaptation. That was a lot of what I wanted. Again, a little overwhelmed. I'm a little shocked at how much they showed without giving away seemingly the third act. I was worried. I'm gonna be totally honest. I was worried the second trailer would start to show cameos. I was really worried that we'd get to a point where it would be like, okay, we put the movie together. I still can't place what the movie is, and I'm assuming this is about the first two acts and maybe a little bit of action in the third, but I still can't put the plot together. This comes out in July. It is April. I'm assuming we're going to get a third trailer and a lot of TV spots, but what I'm hoping they do is they let Ryan do what he did with the first movie and Maximum Effort the marketing and just do his thing and not show too much more of the movie. Because now we've seen Wolverine. People that haven't been following this story know that Hugh Jackman is the co-lead of this film. He's right there beside Ryan. So if you're not like in the movie industry, now you're aware of what's going on. That's what you want to get butts in seats. Please don't show us so many cameos that we feel like we've already seen the movie already, and please don't give away the third act. The song, perfect choice. The limited array of action, amazing. It looks like they pulled, like, as far as what scenes they showed us, there's obviously great action here, but not too many scenes. It looks like it's going to be pulled directly from Wolverine. I think it's 155 and 156. It might be Wolverine 154 and 155. Either way, when Rob Liefeld had that amazing brawl between Deadpool and Wolverine, that's those shots where they're like, you know, Deadpool shooting into his sides and Wolverine stabbing. Like, all of that is directly from comic books that exist. So if you want to check those out, you can get an idea of the veracity of that fight. It does look like Deadpool is trying to convince Logan to team up with him, that reluctant friendship we know from the comics, which is also much of their fun online persona between Ryan and Hugh. The authenticity of the tone looks amazing. We haven't seen this Wolverine before. The closest is Logan, but the absolute R-rated profanity, madness, and aggression is delightful. I'm so excited. Like, this looks like Marvel said, hey, you've made two films that almost made $1 billion R-rated. We trust you. Go nuts. Here's the sandbox. Here are all the toys. Have fun. And what more could we hope for? Okay, so I also want to acknowledge that this was everything I wanted from Logan, right? Like, this Logan looks like he smells bad. I've always said that Wolverine should look like he smells. And a little bit of, like, a muskiness in Logan where it looked like he had, like, a cologne but also a musk. But this looked like a stinky man. And I it's hard to quantify how important that is for the character. Also, it feels like we're going to get that Lethal Weapon dynamic with the too-old-for-this-shit Murtaugh in Logan and the insane rapscallion sidle madman in Riggs in Deadpool, and that's exactly the dynamic you want to see. Also, just want to shout out the end. It looks like we're getting an Ant-Man helmet that is going to be, I assume, a bit of a place they hide out, like a shelter. But when it opened, it looked like there were teeth, so I think that's like a dead Ant-Man, like Pym. I don't know if it's gonna be Michael Douglas or Lang, like Pym Lang, but like it looked like at some point Ant-Man died while big, and they turned that into a lair. That reminds me a lot of a weird take on the Celestials thing. Like in the comics, the Avengers use the Celestials' body as basically a lair, and it looks like here, the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, which it looks like Cassandra Nova is leading. I think I saw Lady Deathstrike, couldn't really make out the rest, but that looks to me like it's gonna be a giant man Celestial knot. Like, I love that. That comic love. Thank you. That is genius. Thank you, Ryan Reynolds, for loving Deadpool so damn much. And thank you, Hugh Jackman, for coming back for one last ride. This looks amazing. I'm so excited. Please like, subscribe. Please do all the YouTube stuff. Thank you to Greg and all the rejects for wanting me to make this separate video. And I'm going to be making a deep breakdown, a deep dive over on my page. So check out Koi Jandro. I'm going to be going frame by frame through this majesty. There's a photo in this that I really need to know what it is. And I'm going to be doing that over on my page later on today. So wow. Just like a prayer, I'll take you there. Thank you, Reject Nation. Woo!